Locker room chats continuing here on KNCA 103.9 FM as we now talk Jefferson West football with head coach David Bowen. And, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us here prior to week one. You get your second crack, year two as head coach. Last year, 2-7, wins over Royal Valley and Osawatomie. How would you assess last year in your first season as head coach?
Had a great group of seniors that first year. Improved each week. Whether it was on a stat line, turnovers, or something that we talked about as a team, as a personal goal. This year's seniors now have stepped right into where the last year's left off, and we're continuing to grow a positive culture where our players support each other and support other programs up here at the school.
And you look at what you got returning, seven starters back on both sides of the ball. How does the team look this year now compared to this point last year?
Well, second year as a coach, obviously the system is put in. I was very impressed with our players this summer, their commitment to go to more camps and be at more practices and put the time in. And then the knowledge that they retained as far as basic formations and plays, I was very happy with that this summer. And then that rolled right into the season where hopefully we'll be able to coach and fix some different things this year besides some of the basics.
Tucker Holthouse at quarterback, and then you got Sam Broxterman returning, leading the charge at running back. Just really the 1-2 combo in the backfield. How have those two looked here in the preseason and the developments you've seen from them early on?
Well, we'll start with the senior, Sam Broxterman. At the end of the year, we give him a weight room goal and a body goal, and that guy just fully dove into it, and he has worked to thicken up a little bit, allow him to be a little bit more powerful runner. And from what we've seen, I am excited to see what he does this first Friday night. Great leader, communicator, and happy for the guy. He'll get to have some success this year. Tucker Holthouse is a sophomore quarterback. He has put in a lot of time. I would say maybe the most time playing the game or sport of football than anyone else on the team. And he has earned the right to call himself a starter. And we're going to help that young guy grow. He's great to coach. He wants to be good. He soaks up the knowledge. And each year it's going to be fun to watch him grow, and it's going to be fun this year to watch him grow week to week.
We're talking with David Bowen, Jefferson West head football coach. They play at Riverside on Friday night for their first game of the year. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our locker room chat with Jefferson West head football coach David Bowen as we get set for week number one on Friday night. Coach, first game of the year at Riverside, a team that was 1-8 a year ago. You didn't play Riverside last year, so this is your first opportunity to see the Cyclones this year. As much as you know to this point, what's the early scouting report and what kind of challenges do they present this week?
We always go into each week respecting our opponent and doing what we can to scout and prepare our own players. Obviously, the first game each year, there are some things that have changed as far as personnel and looks that we're going to see. But I feel confident that our players will feel comfortable Friday night, as comfortable as you can be for that week one game. Obviously, there will be adjustments that we make and excited to just get them out there and finally get to play.
What's your thoughts on the Big 7 as a whole, as a league? You look around and the talent that's returning for all teams. Of course, Holton was a win away from a league or a state championship appearance last year. Nemaha Central had to deal with some injuries. They're going to be a really good team in 2A. Of course, Perry and Sabetha right there as well. What's your overall take on the Big 7 and how challenging it is week in and week out?
Well, first of all, that would have to be a shout-out to all the coaches in the league, because I've been in a couple other ones, and I got a lot of respect for the guys in this league and their teams. We have several teams that each year are capable of making it to that state game and winning that state game. For me as a coach, I enjoy it. We teach it to our players that they should enjoy it, because we are playing true competition, the best in the state, week in and week out. As far as us, that's a chance to improve. And there is more ways to improve than just the scoreboard. And when you're playing great teams like that, you have to become a great team yourself, and that's what's exciting about it.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, getting set for game one tomorrow night at Riverside, just what are going to be a few keys to the game to get off to a good start here?
The main thing we've been preaching this year is playing well together. I think that's something you'll hear from me year in and year out, that team chemistry part. I put a lot of that on our seniors and our captains, and then try to play an error-free game. If we can do those two things, I believe, you know, we'll have some success Friday night.
There it is, David Bowen, second-year head coach at Jefferson West, as they get set for week one tomorrow night at Riverside to kick off 2022. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here in week one. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There it is, David Bowen, Jeff West head football coach. We'll talk Perry LeCompton football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.